Scott Bessent on Labor Day, "We celebrate the American worker and the policies that put them first." By Hannah Knudsen on September 7, 2026. On Labor Day, the Trump administration is celebrating the American worker and the policies that put them first, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said on Monday, warning that the radical left wants to repeal the tax cuts families are now enjoying. "This Labor Day, we celebrate the American worker and the policies that are putting their families first." Under POTUS, real wages are outpacing inflation and low-income workers have experienced faster wage growth than higher earners. Bessent said, celebrating the creation of over 900,000 private sector jobs and the tax relief claims enjoyed by families under the Trump administration. Additionally, more than 900,000 private sector jobs have been created, and working families have claimed $82 billion in tax relief through the working families' tax cuts. He continued, warning, "The radical left wants to repeal these tax cuts. America's workers deserve to keep more of what they earn, not pay more in taxes." Bessent is correct that Democrats want to raise taxes on the American people. For instance, Texas Senate candidate James Tallarico, D, has openly campaigned on raising taxes. "I've told every wealthy person I've come across in this race, if you're okay with getting taxed more, if you're okay with me limiting your influence in politics, you are welcome to join this movement that we are building," he said in a clip, thanking billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban for being a part of it. More specifically, Tallarico's campaign platform includes a fairer tax system where he says giant corporations and the wealthiest Americans must pay their fair share. However, leftists often make this promise but never deliver relief to working Americans. Further, Tallarico actively opposed the Big Beautiful Bill referenced by Bessent, which kept tax cuts in place for middle-class Americans and included added benefits like no tax on tips or on overtime. Tallarico referred to the legislation as the Big Ugly Bill and claimed it was done to cut taxes for their donors. Notably, if the bill was not passed, taxes would have returned to pre-2018 levels. Last month, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, also reminded Americans that Democrats voted against not only lower taxes, no tax on tips, and Trump accounts for children, but against keeping men out of women's sports and increasing border security.